It says Jack Daniel Distillery Master Whiskey Taster. And let me tell you, when I give my business card to someone, they immediately have 20 questions for me.
And you live in Lynchburg, Tennessee? And were you raised there?
I was raised in Lynchburg, Tennessee. Tiny little town. Our population now is only 600. So you can imagine when Jack Daniel first started his distillery in 1866, it was really small. But I'd love to tell you that Lynchburg is an hour and a half south of Nashville. It's in the beautiful rolling hills of Tennessee. We're about 30 miles from the Alabama border. We're an hour and a half west of Chattanooga. So if you're on your way to Florida and you have to come through Tennessee, stop and see us. The tours through the distillery are 7 days a week and fascinating. And, you know, you'll learn more about whiskey than you could ever imagine. But it's a beautiful historic site. We're on the National Registry of Historic Places. So it's a really pretty small distillery in the hills of Tennessee.
And ironically, Lynchburg is a dry. What's the rule there? Can I sample your whiskey if I visit, or can I get a drink at the restaurant, or what's the deal?
So, Lynchburg is in a dry county. We've been dry since Prohibition, and you cannot purchase a cocktail anywhere in Lynchburg, Tennessee. Now, that doesn't mean you can't come to my house and sit on the front porch, and I can give you a drink. I just can't sell you a drink. Several years ago, and it's probably been 7 or 8 years ago, the law did change slightly. So now at the distillery, you can buy a special commemorative bottle at the end of your tour.
Okay, this is Lynn Tolley, whiskey taster for Jack Daniel's, and you're in St. Louis, I know, to do some cooking classes at Deerberg's. What do you do in your cooking classes, Lynn?
Well, you know, people know about cooking with wine, they know about cooking with beer, but they don't always think of cooking with whiskey. So I love exposing people to how wonderful the flavor of whiskey is in many of their dishes. I have written 4 Jack Daniel cookbooks through the years, so I know what I'm talking about. But we love to put it in savory things as well as sweet things. In Lynchburg, Tennessee, we use Jack Daniel instead of vanilla. So if you're ever cooking and you run out of vanilla, just remember what you can substitute. I said that one day to a group of people, and this cute older man looked at me and he said, "Honey, I'm much more likely to run out of Jack Daniel than I am vanilla." But, you know, it's great in marinades if you're going to grill something outside because it tenderizes as well as adds a wonderful flavor. We put it in onion soup, French onion soup. It's delicious. Bananas Foster. During the holidays, we do sweet potatoes with Jack Daniel in them to serve with your Christmas and Thanksgiving meals. It's just a wonderful product to cook with.
The first time I ever had dinner at the Opryland Hotel in Nashville about 20 years ago, they offered for dessert pecan pie with Jack Daniel's. I presume it's still on their menu. And it was pretty spectacular. In the new issue of Bon Appetit magazine, they have a recipe for pecan pie using whiskey. They had an article actually about tailgating at the Grove at Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah.
Where my Tide is playing this weekend. I know you're a Georgia Bulldog. But they only use 2 tablespoons of whiskey in the recipe. So you really don't use a whole heck of a lot in a lot of your recipes, or do you?
Well, it depends. If it's a baked good, a pie or a cake, you do have to be very careful because you can't fool with your proportions of wet and dry ingredients, or the cake or the pie will not turn out correctly. But if you're doing something like sweet potatoes, go crazy. I mean, put as much as you want in there. And, of course, when you cook with whiskey, the alcohol is going to cook out, and you're just going to have that flavor left. Now, you talked about pecan pie. Let me tell you what to do with your pecan pie.
Make
Jack Daniel whipping cream. So when you whip your cream, put in a little sugar, and instead of vanilla, put in whiskey. Now, don't put so much whiskey in that it deflates your cream, but, you know, to a little half pint of heavy whipping cream, I'd probably put 2 tablespoons, 3 tablespoons of whiskey. And then you've got that little bit of whiskey flavor, and then top your pecan pie with that, and that is really good.